CRTV's Afternoon Edition with me, Drusilla Mokoso Joki. In our top stories, 5 years after the holding of the major national dialogue, inhabitants of the Northwest and Southwest, as well as citizens in the other eight regions, have been saluting efforts made to restore peace, rebuild the economy, and improve the living conditions of all Cameroonians. Three children pertaining to one family have died after consuming food in Boya, Southwest Region. In sports, it is celebrations galore for Colombe Sportive of the Jean Lobo, winners of this year's Cup of Cameroon, following the final against Aigle of the Minua, high point of the 2024 sports season, closed yesterday by Prime Minister, Head of Government, Chief Dr. Joseph John Gote. And those were top stories, but first, the news bulletin.
The bulletin with Winston Lepga. Today, September 30, 2024, marks exactly 5 years since Cameroon's major national dialogue kicked off in Yaoundé. Prime Minister Joseph John Gote chaired the proceedings at the behest of President Paul Biya. More than 2,000 Cameroonians drawn from the 10 regions of the country and abroad took part in the brainstorm to work out solutions to the problems plaguing the Northwest and Southwest regions in particular and the entire nation in general. The major national dialogue that ran from September 30 to October the 4th, 2019, continues to be seen as a show of good faith from President Paul Biya to reconcile Cameroonians and preserve the nation's peace and social cohesion. Discussions in favor of working out a bill on sustainable agriculture in Cameroon are currently taking place at a two-day workshop that opened this Monday in Douala. Participants include stakeholders of a program known as the Global Project on Sustainable Agricultural Systems and Policies, known by the acronym ACSIS. This release from the Minister of Finance, considering the significant interest observed in recent days regarding the filing of tax returns, the minister informs non-professional taxpayers subject to the annual personal income tax declaration that the deadline for submission has been extended to December the 1st, 2024. Additionally, the Minister of Finance commends the numerous taxpayers who have already voluntarily fulfilled this tax obligation. The minister further emphasizes that non-compliance with this filing obligation will result in the enforcement of penalties as stipulated in the Manual of Tax Procedures. To further assist the concerned taxpayers in meeting their filing requirements, dedicated support teams have been deployed at their respective tax offices and within the Directorate General of Taxation, along with an online assistance mechanism, including a toll-free call center 8200, an electronic assistance platform help desk accessible via the homepage of the Directorate General of Taxation's website, a messaging service. The number is 691-881-881, specifically for taxpayers residing abroad. Out of the country, an instant porridge has been withdrawn from sale in South Africa after three young children died on Friday, reportedly after eating it. Police said the children aged 18 months to 4 years had complained of stomach aches after eating the food known as Top Score instant porridge before they passed away. The supermarket Spar, where the porridge was purchased, has instructed all stores to remove the product from its shelves. The porridge was manufactured by a Namibian company called Namib Mills, which has issued a statement declaring that although there is currently no evidence linking the product to the unfortunate event, they are taking the matter very seriously. Sports cycling. The Grand Prix Chantal Biya Cycling Tour of Cameroon begins tomorrow, October 1st, from Koteng in the Central Region. 11 cycling teams drawn from Africa and Europe will compete in the five-lap event that will take place, that will take the cyclists from the center to the South Region and back. A ceremony to present the teams takes place this afternoon at Minta in the Upper Sanaga Division of the Central Region. Football. Supporters of Colombe Sportive of the Jean Lobo have continued celebrating the victory of their club which won the Cup of Cameroon on Sunday by beating Eglo Royal of the Minwa 1-0 at the Amadou Ahidjo. Over 30,000 spectators watched the game in the stadium. It was the highlight of the ceremony marking the end of the 2023-2024 sports season that was chaired by Prime Minister Joseph John Goute, who represented the President of the Republic, Paul Biya. And that's the bulletin.
Washing our hands regularly will save lives.
CRT this afternoon edition.
We set the pace. CRTV's afternoon edition.
Connecting people.
Thank you for being with us, and we begin with this very tragic one from Boya. Three children from the same family have died in Boya after consuming a meal on Sunday morning. Their bodies have been taken to the Boya Regional Hospital mortuary, and authorities have launched an investigation to determine the exact cause of death. Regina Ngalendoko has updates.
The Mwambo family has been struck by an unimaginable tragedy as three of their children, Travis, Kiela, and Grant Mwambo, aged between 1 and 5 years, passed away after reportedly consuming a meal of noodles early Sunday morning prepared by the elder brother before the family attended church.
We were in church, and before the pastor started preaching, I noticed that my daughter was behaving, first of all, thought not, but I noticed that it was a bit severe. I immediately took my daughter, ran to Solidarity. My son, who worked there with the mom, was also behaving funny. So I asked them to check the child as well, and immediately I gave money that they should buy me red oil. While with the doctors there, the news came as a bomb that I had lost my three children.
The children's remains have been transported to the Boya Hospital mortuary, where medical personnel suspect food poisoning as the cause. Dr. Martin Mukake is the director of the Boya Regional Hospital.
We are having high suspicion of something related to organophosphate poisoning. We think that from any source, not necessarily being the food in the pot, maybe through the serving process or dishing out the food, something might be contaminated.
An investigation is currently underway to determine the exact circumstances that led to the heartbreaking incident. Regina Ngale, Ndoko, CRTV News, Boya.
Our hearts and our prayers go out to the family. It is 5 years today since the major national dialogue kicked off in Yaoundé, becoming the biggest gathering of Cameroonians at home and abroad, invited by the President of the Republic to discuss ways to end the socio-political upheavals in the northwest and southwest regions. Among the recommendations was the reconstruction and development of the two regions placed under a presidential plan, a plan which Albert Njembonde says is a mark of goodwill from President Paul Biya.
The vision of the head of state has been to build back better all that has been destroyed, going by the decree creating the organizational framework of the presidential plan. The intention has been to reignite the spirit of reconciliation and durable peace. The presidential plan placed on three pillars: economic revival, rehabilitation and development of infrastructure, and the promotion of social cohesion has since 2020 seen the provision of inputs to farmers and livestock breeders, the reconstruction and rehabilitation of schools, markets, and hospitals, and the provision of water points, amongst others. An order of the Prime Minister, Head of Government, signed on July 30, 2024, reorganizes the plan, rendering it more participatory, with the possibilities of having many implementing partners, better coordination with a focus on spanning projects to divisions yet to feel the effects of the plan, and provides more room for the mobilization of financial resources. The new dynamic takes into account the preoccupations and suggestions raised by the local population and the current realities on the field. Officials of the presidential plan are hoping to intensify actions in the two regions, but are beckoning on the local population to give peace a chance favorable for the realization of the projects.
And several communities in the Southwest region have expressed gratitude to the President of the Republic following the realization of projects in their localities under the presidential plan. From Fako to Lebialim, the population says the projects have greatly improved their lives. Here are the reactions of some community leaders in the region. They spoke to Regina Ngalendoku.
Madam Limunga Ngen Dorothy, the Chief of Center, Bakindle Integrated Health Center. The rehabilitation of the infrastructure to help ameliorate the health standard of the mother and child by preventing hospital-acquired infections from adults to children. You have the borehole has really helped in the water crisis. Then the solar-powered energy has helped during blackouts.
His Majesty Jacques Ita Ayamba, Mayor of Umojok. Solar power boreholes, lost documents that have been re-established, solar power streetlights. My municipality was seriously hit. Most of my people went to Nigeria. Now, with all the assurances of their documents being re-established and their living conditions being improved, with materials that have been given, this has caused most of them to come back. So normalcy is gradually returning. We could not have done this as a council, even with our partners. So the presidential plan has really helped to develop and improve on the living condition of our people.
Kemasong Nikasius, Mayor of Menji Council. At the moment, there are 3 integrated health centers that are fully under reconstruction. At the same time, they have done feasibility studies of some 4 bridges, and this will improve on the disencliftment of the municipality. Recently, they have empowered the women by rehabilitating their women empowerment center and equipping the workshops and carrying out a broad-based training of the women to adapt within the situation of crisis.
And you listen there to some community leaders in the Southwest region. And in the Northwest region, inhabitants say the advancement of works along the Baba Juba Menda Road has had an impact on their lives, mainly in relation to how rapidly they now get to run errands and spend less on transportation. With the road now incorporated into the presidential plan for reconstruction and development, many are hopeful that the uncompleted portions will be finalized soonest. Mercy Kusi reports.
It is no longer lamentations and painful travel experiences when people talk about the Baba Juba Menda Road. Those are now mentioned in the past.
No, it was too bad. We have potholes, vehicles, even bikes could not circulate. I know that this road has not yet been done through, but at this present juncture, the road is perfectly done.
On a daily basis, vehicles pass through the road in their numbers with ease. And Felicia Awanji, who is a businesswoman at the border locality known as Matazem, says she now does her business with ease and comfort.
We are not having dust again. We are very happy. Before, when we were going to Bamenda, it would take about 1 hour 30 minutes. But now, just 30 minutes Matazem, you have to reach Bamenda.
Although the 52-kilometer project is quite valuable for the growth of socio-economic activities in the country as a whole, the largely farming community of the Center Subdivision in particular are heaving a sigh of relief.
The road have contributed a lot because you see, we are farmers and we have to transfer our farm input to the market. So it has facilitated us now to move freely, having some security at least.
The population is anxiously expecting works to be finalized on the Akum section linking Matazem and Welcome to Bamenda, and the lot from Welcome to Bamenda passing through a call de Champion to Amumezam. Mercy Kosi, CRTV News, Bamenda.
And in the Far North region, the multi-billion reconstruction program is well on course. A majority of the infrastructure destroyed have been reconstructed, and many persons are now returning to abandoned areas because of the calm and brand new structures in place. Henry Tatoekambi reports from CRTV Far North.
A good number of the schools, hospitals, offices and other infrastructure destroyed during the over decade-long Boko Haram crisis have now been reconstructed. This has been achieved in recent years as calm gradually returns to the region. Mijiawa Bakari, governor of the Far North region.
Right now, custom office, gendarme, and all these structures are on place. We have been open the corridor, the traffic jobs from Nigeria to Cameroon at the level of Gambarungala, at Ivid and Banki and Amshide. 1,100 car lorries is crossing from one side to other.
And there are still more projects in the pipeline to push forward the reconstruction drive.
Alhaji Magram Masao is the coordinator of the Special Reconstruction and Development Program for the Far North.
The priorities of this region is about inundation and water resources, the infrastructure, the roads, Mora Dabanga Kusheri, problem of power or energy, and health and school.
The authorities of the region say the state and its partners remain committed to the reconstruction of the Boko Haram Menas region. Marwa, Henry Dadoigambi, CLTV.
Washing our hands regularly will save lives.
Minutes after 3 p.m. You're listening to CRTV's Afternoon Edition. Formulating arguments in favor of legislation to promote sustainable agriculture in Cameroon is at the center of a two-day workshop that opened today in Douala. The workshop, organized by GIZ, brings together stakeholders in the global project on sustainable agricultural systems and policies. We have details with Scholar Maloke.
Despite world's natural resources, Cameroon faces enormous challenges in ensuring that the agricultural sector, particularly in rural communities, is sustainable. Though several reforms are underway to supervising and revitalizing sustainable agriculture in the sectors of organic farming, seeds and livestock, among others, their validation is hampered due to some constraints. Yannick Kamta Makoge, a producer, explains.
How do we do to have local seed of carrot, local seed of beetroot? So we are trying to see how we do to produce locally the seed, because when it's produced locally, we can control the seed. People don't know about organic agriculture, organic product. So we have to improve the level of communication.
It is thus to bring stakeholders in the sector to formulate arguments in favor of legislation to promote sustainable agriculture in Cameroon that this Douala workshop was organized by GIZ. Speaking at the start of the two-day consultation workshop, Martha Epasi, Senior Technical Advisor at the Global Project on Sustainable Agricultural Systems and Policies, said the participants will also learn lobbying techniques in order to advocate for the validation of the reforms. Scholar Maloke, CRTV News, Douala.
We talk some sports now. Over 30,000 spectators were present yesterday at the Amadou Ahidjo Stadium in Yaoundé, and they enjoyed good quality football played by the finalists of the Cup of Cameroon, Colombe Sportif of Dja and Lobo and Aigle Royal of Minoa. While supporters of Colombe left the stadium in jubilation after their victory, their counterparts of Aigle have promised to come back stronger next year. Harrison Ashutiko has the reactions.
Supporters of Colombe Sportive of Dja and Lobo electrified the Amadou Ahidjo Stadium after the blast of the final whistle. Boris Ekoto's lone goal of the encounter set them in ecstasy as the team secured its first ever Cup of Cameroon trophy.
We have been waiting for this victory since the first time team of our region win the cup. I'm very proud to be part of this story because I will explain that to my son.
The players of Colombe Sportive of Dja were also proud of their achievements. The coach Richard Toa and captain Kwara Randy underlined they were determined to take the cup to the South region.
We can be proud about the job we have done because it was so easy to give this performance. We must congratulate this team. And what is more important for us is that our supporters, they give God the glory for this year. Before Colombe was created, God knew that we are going to make it.
Even though they failed for the third time to lift the Cup of Cameroon trophy, supporters of Aigle Royal of the Menwa left the stadium satisfied with the fighting spirit displayed by their players. Governor Awa Fonka Augustine of the West Region led hundreds of Aigle Royal fans to the final at the Amadou Ahidjo Stadium.
We came very optimistic to make it. The players did their best, but it wasn't good enough. I think next time a team from the West will bounce back to grab the trophy.
Following the win, Colombe Sportive of Dja and Lobo will represent Cameroon in next year's CAF Confederation Cup.
Thank you, Harrison Ashutiku. And Colombe of the Dja and Lobo have therefore won their first ever Cup of Cameroon final. And that win opens wide the doors of next season's CAF Interclub competitions. The team will feature in the Confederations Cup, which is on a higher pedestal than the domestic cup final. Details with Simon Lyonga.
The joy of winning the coveted football trophy in Cameroon usually lasts a few days before it is completely dissipated at the thought of the responsibilities that come with that. For Colombe, they'll have to shed their regional outfit and don that of the country as they go continental to feature in next season's CAF Confederations Cup competition. From the team's game plan exhibited yesterday, their base seems strong enough to build on and will certainly count much on the experience and savvy of their gaffer, Richard Toa, who is not new to top-notch football, having coached the under-17 Lions on international assignments. With the possible coming and recruitment of new players, Colomb of the Ja and Lobo will have an entire season to prepare for this continental inter-club competition, which has never been a walk in the garden. This year, Cameroon's two ambassadors on the African scene, Victoria United and Fofo of Baham, have been eliminated, thereby extending the winless stretch for Cameroonian clubs to 43 years after the last triumph by Union of Douala in 1981. It is therefore a heavy crown won by Colombe, that of carrying the hopes and aspirations of a football-loving people, that of wiping the stigma of early elimination, as has been the case in the near past editions, and the responsibility of kick-starting the revolution to bring back the trademark image of Destination Cameroon on the football scene. If Colombe could win the Cameroon trophy in their maiden final, then they can do same on the African scene on condition that hard work, unity and professionalism become their watchwords.
Senior reporter Simon Leunga. Still in sports, the 24th edition of the Grand Prix Chantal Biya International Cycling Tour begins tomorrow with cyclists from 11 European and African teams to compete on the first lap from Koteng through Nangaiboko to Minta in the center region. The 11 cycling teams to compete for yellow have been presented at the ceremonial grounds in Minta in an event that is presided over by Minister Narcisse Mwelekombi of Sports and Physical Education. For details, let us now connect with CRTV Special Envoy to the race course, Ben Collins Nyeberewo. Good afternoon, Ben Collins.
Good afternoon, Josila. It is an exciting day here in Minta, in the Upper Sanaga Division of the Central Region, as the 24th edition of the Chantal Biya International Cycling Grand Prix takes off. The ceremonial ground here is buzzing with energy, packed to capacity with cycling enthusiasts, eager to witness the thrilling competition. This year's edition has attracted 11 top-notch teams from across the globe, including Club de la Défense and Team Bono from France, Flanders Region team from Belgium, Douglas Banska Bystrica from Slovakia, the national teams from Burkina Faso, Benin, Algeria, Nigeria and Cameroon, Suez Canal, Egypt, the SNH Velo Club from Cameroon, fresh from the yellow jersey win at the Tour de Côte d'Ivoire. Returning champion Yassine Hamza from Algeria is back to defend his title, won during the 23rd edition. The competition, Drusilla, promises to be fierce, with Minister of Sport and Physical Education, Narcisse Mwelekombi, presiding over the ceremony in which the participating teams are being presented. The Chantal Biya International Cycling Grand Prix, named in honor of Cameroon's First Lady, has become one among the prominent cycling competitions in the world, attracting talented riders. And so for the next 6 days, cyclists and fans will be in for a treat. Richard Bebe, Ben Collins Nyeberewo, CRTV News on the race course in Minta.
A treat you would certainly be covering for us, Ben Collins Nyeberewo. Immense thanks. And now to NCRTV's afternoon edition, a reminder of our top stories. 5 years after the holding of the major national dialogue, inhabitants of the Northwest and Southwest, as well as citizens in the other eight regions, have been saluting efforts made to restore peace, rebuild the economy and improve the living conditions of all Cameroonians. Three children pertaining to one family have died after consuming food in Boya, Southwest Region, and it is celebrations galore for Colombe Sportive of the Jan Lobo, winners of this year's Cup of Cameroon, following the final against Aigle Royal of the Menoua. High point of the 2024 sports season, closed yesterday by Prime Minister, Head of Government, Chief Dr. Joseph John Gauté. CRTV's afternoon edition was a presentation of Drusilla Mokoso Jockey. Up next is a summary of the news in the French language with Chris Kanjeng. Bon après-midi.
Bon après-midi. Grand dialogue national, cela fait 5 ans exactement que s'est ouverte au palais des congrès de Yaoundé la vaste concertation destinée à ramener la sérénité et booster le développement dans les 3 régions en proie aux tensions au Cameroun. Une initiative du président de la République, Paul Biya, dans le contexte de crise sociopolitique dans le nord-ouest et le sud-ouest, où les résultats des recommandations donnent satisfaction. Une seule administration publique est en équilibre dans la gestion de son personnel. 20 sont en sous-effectif et 6 en sur-effectif. La révélation est du ministre de la fonction publique et de la réforme administrative. Joseph Lay ouvrait ce matin les conférences de prévalidation du plan de recrutement dans la fonction publique au titre de l'exercice 2025. 38e journée mondiale de l'habitat. Le lancement des activités a eu lieu ce lundi 30 septembre à Ibolova. 3 membres du gouvernement, dont le ministre de l'Habitat et du Développement urbain, ont conduit une marche sportive à travers la ville, suivie d'une plantation d'arbres. La journée mondiale de l'habitat, prévue le 7 octobre prochain, se prépare activement dans le sud avec une série d'activités qui auront pour point d'orgue le concours de la ville la plus propre. En sport, la saison sportive 2024 s'est définitivement refermée hier dimanche au stade Omnisport de Yaoundé, à l'occasion de la cérémonie de remise de trophée au meilleur sportif de l'année, couplée à la finale de la Coupe du Cameroun de football. Cérémonie présidée par le représentant personnel du président de la République, Paul Biya, en la personne du premier ministre chef du gouvernement, Joseph Dion Gouté. 24e édition du Grand Prix cycliste international Chantal Biya, le premier coup de pédale sera donné demain, 1er octobre. 2024, dans la localité de Minta, département de la Haute-Sanaga, région du centre. La cérémonie de présentation des 11 équipes engagées dans cet événement sportif et culturel se tient en ce moment même à la place des fêtes de Minta. La ville de Minta est prête à accueillir la caravane de la mobilisation complète dans la Haute-Sanaga. Madame, Monsieur, c'était le condensé des nouvelles en langue anglaise. Merci de votre aimable attention. Bonne suite des programmes sur le poste national de la CIAC TV.